KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have clear skies and 42 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high near 70. Winds out of the west at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Iowa health officials earlier this morning reported 416 positive new COVID-19 cases and six more deaths since 10 a.m. on Monday. Iowa currently has confirmed 1,324 COVID-19 deaths and 87,256 positive cases. There have been 3,729 lab results returned since 10 a.m. Monday through early this morning for a total of 788,868. Of those latest results, 3,379 came back negative for COVID-19 for a total thus far of 700,063, and 344 of the results came back positive for a 14-day rolling average of 11.1%. The number of Iowans who have recovered from the virus is 67,341. Locally, increases in the number of new positive cases of COVID-19 were found in Audubon and Harrison counties with three more cases each. Guthrie and Montgomery counties both have four more positive cases of the virus. Mills County has two new cases. There's one more case in Union County and 15 new positive results in Pottawatomie County as of last check. You can see the current county-by-county numbers listed in the same story in the news page at KJAN.com, and we'll update that at mid-morning after the 24-hour cycle. While state data shows hospitalizations are on the rise in Iowa, there are 376 patients hospitalized with COVID-19, up from 353 on Monday. There are currently 97 patients in intensive care. There were 36 people admitted to the hospital since yesterday, and 59 are on ventilators. That's up from 57 the previous day. In western and southwest Iowa, 18 people are hospitalized with COVID-19. That's three more than Monday. Seven are in an ICU, an increase of one. Five were admitted since yesterday, and there is currently no one on a ventilator. There are currently 50 long-term care facilities reporting coronavirus outbreaks in number in Iowa, that is, and that number has not changed since Friday. IDPH did report 1,084 positive cases and 674 recoveries from within those LTCs. There have been 687 deaths in Iowa's long-term care facilities, and that's two more than on Monday. Elsewhere in area news, two people were arrested on separate charges Monday afternoon in Creston. According to the Creston Police Department, 30-year-old Alex Cunningham of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for harassment in the first degree. He was additionally charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana first offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and later released from the Union County Jail on $3,300 bond. And 50-year-old Tony Fizer of Creston was arrested Monday for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana first offense. Fizer was released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. The Adair County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported five arrests took place over the past week. Three of them took place on September 23rd. They include 41-year-old Christopher Dean Harrison of Greenfield, 42-year-old Jeffrey Lee Simpson of Council Bluffs, and 40-year-old James Bernard Block of Cumberland. Harrison was arrested for domestic assault with injury after he allegedly grabbed his 43-year-old girlfriend by her shoulder during an argument on August 17th, causing her collarbone to be broken. His arrest was the result of an investigation into the incident and a visit from law enforcement and DHS personnel who were looking into an alleged case of child abuse. Harrison was released from custody September 24th on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. Jeffrey Lee Simpson was arrested in Winterset September 23rd on a warrant out of Johnson County, Kansas for felony possession of methamphetamine first offense, possession of marijuana and or THC first offense, and possession of paraphernalia. Simpson remains held without bond at the Adair County Jail pending extradition to Kansas. And James Block of Cumberland was arrested September 23rd in Winterset for driving while barred. He was cited and then released at the scene. On September 21st, 35-year-old Christopher Coy Edwin Cheney of Fontenelle was arrested by Adair County deputies for domestic assault after he allegedly struck a woman in the face during an argument, leaving a bruise under her right eye. Cheney was released the following day on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. And on September 20th, 56-year-old Aletha Sharon Yarrington of Bridgewater was arrested for simple assault in connection with an incident that involved her guardian juvenile grandson. She was released on her own recognizance the following afternoon. The Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday said one person was hurt during a single vehicle accident that took place last Thursday about 6 miles northwest of Clarinda. Authorities said 31-year-old Chastity Nicole Jagger of rural Essex was driving an SUV westbound on 190th Street near L Avenue when the SUV went out of control and entered the south ditch. The vehicle then flipped end over end before coming to rest on its side. Jagger managed to get out of the vehicle and call for help. She was transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center by Clarinda Ambulance Service for examination and treatment of undisclosed injuries. The SUV sustained about $5,000 damage. Sager was cited for having no valid driver's license. Page County Sheriff's deputies were assisted at the accident scene by Clarinda Fire and Clarinda Ambulance. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday also reported two arrests late Sunday morning. 45-year-old Tracy Lynn Klon of Glenwood was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear on a driving while barred charge. Klon was being held in the Mills County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And Friday night, 47-year-old Dana Brock Burkholder of Omaha was arrested for domestic abuse assault, theft in the second degree, possession of a controlled substance, OWI first offense, and harassment in the first degree. His bond was set at $5,000. Cass County Board of Supervisors on this morning, that is, will hold an in-person and electronic meeting via Zoom. That begins at 9 o'clock. On their agenda is action on a resolution assigning a county-held tax sale certificate to the City of Atlantic and enter into an agreement to abate the taxes if Atlantic acquires ownership of the parcel. The board will also review and change the compensation rate for County Engineer Trent Wolken following last week's closed session for his six-month performance review. The board this morning will act on entering into an agreement to compromise tax and abate interest, penalty, and cost, and assign a tax sale certificate or certificates to a private citizen on county-held tax sale certificates for a parcel in Block 6, the 2nd Edition in Cumberland. And the supervisors will act on a resolution placing stop signs at the intersection of 595th and Lansing Road. Last week, John Schwanke asked the board to consider having a stop sign or signs installed at the blind intersection located at the top of the hill. It was noted the site had become a dangerous corner due to the increased traffic associated with the opening of the new rock quarry. The board concluded after considerable discussion last week that a stop sign is warranted. And the supervisors today will discuss the closing of a county roadway at 570th and the I-80 underpass. The Iowa DOT plans to make I-80 a six-lane highway, which requires the closure of some of the underpasses. As an incentive, they're offering the county about $1.5 million to close the road. After much discussion last week, including sharing of concerns from landowners and residents in the area, both north and south of Interstate 80, the board decided to continue those discussions at future meetings, including the one set for today. And finally, in area news, Vice President Mike Pence will visit sites in Carter Lake and Des Moines on Thursday. According to the Trump-Pence campaign, the VP in Carter Lake is expected to deliver remarks highlighting the historic accomplishments of the Trump administration at noon on Thursday during a Make America Great Again event at Owen Industries. You can register for tickets in the link in the same story on the news page. The doors for that particular event will open beginning at 10 a.m., In Des Moines, Pence will deliver remarks on the importance of faith in America and faith leadership, the need for revival, but no further information was released on that particular session. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.